Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me on Feedback. Gotta go to the news, and then I will be taking your calls, 715-845-2155 on WSAU. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Hope you're able to tune in during the first half of Feedback. My guest this morning, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, was joining me on the program. If you missed it, you can go out to WSAU.com, and the podcast will be up shortly after the show concludes. Of course, as I always say, you should be tuning in for the full 4 hours of programming gold. Oh my gosh, I can't even say that with a straight face. But it is. I'm not kidding you. I'm just cheerful this morning. That's what it is. Yeah. So there are a few headlines that I wanted to discuss with you before I begin to take your calls. 715-845-2155. First headline, Georgia judge rules voter ID laws are legal. Oh, really? What a blow to Stacey Abrams, huh? That actually people will be, voters in Georgia will be expected to show their ID when they vote. And, you know, I don't know. I sometimes run out of the words polite, discreet, not discreet, but polite words to use to describe Democrats. Because, I mean, seriously, for them to claim that, and it's this tired narrative. I mean, and they have just a limited repertoire in their playbook on, okay, so, yeah, we're all racist, and the voter ID laws disenfranchise voters, and I don't want to upset you any more than you already are in listening to everything that we report on. And sometimes it's even overwhelming to me to report on new, or to at least comment on news story after news story that doesn't really lend itself to any kind of uplifting optimism. And hey, although just out of the corner of my eye, I noticed the sun is shining. What a delightful day it's going to be again. So be sure to get out there and enjoy it. I did see that Kamala Harris claims that the humanitarian aid for Florida as a result of Hurricane Ian will be handed out based on equity, and they will be prioritizing people in communities of color. Doesn't surprise me, doesn't surprise you, I'm sure, but it's frustrating and infuriating nonetheless here's Harris claiming that people of color and low-income communities are most affected by natural disasters. Really? How so? Explain that one to me, Kamala Harris. Oh, I'm just, sometimes you got a case of the Mondays and you don't want to read any more of these headlines. I've read a lot of articles already this morning between about 4 a.m. and now. And it's just one good piece of news after another. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Sadly, markets plummeted for the third straight quarter. And, you know, how can Republicans be successful at reaching the, you know, how can anyone be undecided? I mean, seriously, are people really undecided in elections? I don't think I've ever been an undecided voter, but for the undecideds or the so-called independents, those that, I don't know, what do they vote anyway? The wind blows. But how can we get through to them? How can we explain to them that our misery is directly a result of Democrat policies? It's directly a result of anything that has to do with Democrats. And so the market's crashing. Obviously, we are well aware of the record high inflation. All you have to do is drive by a gas station or go grocery shopping, get the staples that you need in your house, and you realize how much more money we're all spending as a result of the miserable Democrat policies. So I'm going to take your call, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation. I've got all kinds of other topics, but give you an opportunity to chat with me. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hey, Meg, good morning. This is Lewis. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Lewis?
I'm good. I just went kayaking. It is so beautiful out. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
It's incredible out here.
Where are you kayaking?
I'm on the Wisconsin River. I just got done.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just amazing.
Brisk out there?
I'm sorry?
Is it a little brisk out there, or what's the... Was it?
No, it's maybe a little cool. I've got a sweat jacket on, but just gorgeous.
Oh,
and
wow.
It just reminds me, you know, when I look out on the river and I see the beauty of the earth that God has created, it reminds me that you know, there's hope, and that we serve a great God, and all things are possible with God. And, you know, this every day, Meg, we keep hearing about election concerns, election integrity, and I know this weighs very heavy on your heart. I know it weighs very heavy on mine, because it's directly connected to our freedom. And I just, you know, tonight Harry Waite is going to be at the Marathon County Republican Party, and I want to hear him out. You know, I want to hear out what he has to say, because he has done a courageous move, and I think that you know, it might be legal. He might be prosecuted for it. I don't know for sure, but I want to hear him out, because he is a freedom fighter. That's the only reason that he would have done what he did. And I would encourage people to just come and listen to him and see what he has to say, because he has shown that our system of electing people is not safe. It can be broken very easily. And without free and fair elections, we have no freedom. And I know that we can get, there's ways that we can get innovative, and that we, if we get leadership in the right direction, we can make it so that we have the most secure elections in the nation. But we need to, I think we need to get everything out there and hear all sides and make sure that we completely understand the problem before we endeavor to completely fix it.
Well, you know what? I always love your calls. I'm going to respectfully disagree with you on Harry Waite. I don't think that he's a hero or a freedom fighter. I think he broke the law, and I think it makes Republicans look really bad. I don't think that, especially with, I think we have 36 or 35 days until the election. I don't think it's appropriate that we should be dredging this up at this point. I think that people should be focusing more on getting our candidates elected and making this guy out to be a hero to me. I don't think that you can justify breaking the law. I mean, I'm not going to get into more specifics than that, but I think when you break the law, there should be consequences for it. I think that there are those that are, I'll just say, close to me, that are suffering the consequences of their actions as a result of breaking the law. And so I think it's it might discourage Republicans from voting, because they might think, well, if this is going on, what's the point of me voting? And I'm not in favor of it, and I don't believe in giving someone a hero status that breaks that with a clear and sober mind breaks the law. I just don't think that there's justification for it. I think that we should be better than that, and that's just my opinion.
And I respect your opinion, Meg. I really do. You're a wonderful person, and I respect your opinion. I will say that a lot of our greatest civil rights leaders, when they found that the system was unjust, they broke the law. You know, the Boston Tea Party broke the law. You know, when blacks started, you know, our men and women of color started drinking in drinking fountains, that, you know, it was illegal to do that. They did it anyway. They refused to sit in the back of the bus. They broke the law. But you know what? Because they did that, it got people talking about it. And you know, I think that at the very least, first of all, he hasn't been proven guilty yet. And he deserves
he admitted
to be
his
heard.
Guilt. He admitted his guilt. I mean, he said he did. And so, I mean, that's the thing, is he requested an absentee ballot of someone that wasn't himself. And I mean, I think I would rather see focus spent on ensuring that the clerks in all the municipalities throughout the state are aware of what the election laws are, and rather than focusing on highlighting someone who broke the law within the Republican Party, maybe we should be making the clerks aware of the consequences of breaking the law throughout the state.
Did the clerks break the law by allowing him to do this? How about the clerks? How come they get off? How come
Well, and that's what, you know, that's the point in all of this, is that maybe we should be highlighting the clerks that actually issued the ballots, and rather than highlighting him, or you know, protesting outside of outside of the there's a big story out of Milwaukee about the mayor of Milwaukee colluding with what looks like is going to be some kind of Zuckerbucks 2.0, and you know, rather than focusing our attention on something that, I guess, in my opinion, seems somewhat futile, I think we should be focusing our attention on perhaps bringing more attention to the areas in the state where there is election fraud going on, like Milwaukee County and like Dane County. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on this one, Lewis, because I don't see the merit in making someone who's broken the law out to be a hero. It's just it rubs me the wrong way. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, and Meg, you're a wonderful person. I want you to know that. And but you know, I think that we have a system that doesn't want to fix itself, and I'm concerned about where that leaves us. And I'm looking for solutions, and I don't think that we can really get the right solutions unless we're really honest about what's driving all the corruption, and the fact that somebody can do this and so easily, you know, be able to get ballots from, you know, high profile people with, you know, so easily, you know, that's wrong. And there doesn't seem to be any concern and focus on that. And I really believe that we need to have that if we're going to have free elections. And if we don't have free elections, we will not have freedom. I mean, it's that important.
Well, hey, thanks again for your call. I appreciate it, Lewis. I hope you have a great day.
You too. God bless, Mike.
Thank you. If you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, I'm all screwed up, huh? What?
I know. I've been calling for a long time since Pat and Schneider and Don King were there.
Battling it
anyways,
out. Duking it out, those two.
Yeah, I love you guys. Anyways, I just wanted to say thank you for stepping in, because that's what I was calling about is, not everybody breaks the law. The only time we broke the law is when we fought the British. We did not abide by their king, and we defied their king, and that was the only law we broke. And look at the outcome. But that was the only time. And it seems like it's almost getting to that point again, but with our own government, who are tyrannical, communists, Marxists, socialists, with their Gestapo tactics. And I don't see breaking the law, but upholding our Constitution. We're going to do it by law-abiding citizens, and that's abiding by our Constitution.
Well, and, I concur, and I mean, I'm just looking 35 days until the election, and aren't there better ways that we can all spend our time? And there's going to be a room full of people that are perhaps going to be demoralized or discouraged because of this one person's I guess in my opinion it's like, well, I'm gonna rob a bank just to prove I can rob a bank, or I'm gonna break the law just to prove I can break the law. Well, sure, you can do that any day of the week, get in your car and drive over the speed limit. And
I mean look at what the guy that he got so many ballots and he was trying to prove a point, now he's in trouble. He didn't go about it tactfully. He went about it his own way, and he didn't say, here's the proof, I'm going to do it in front of you guys and show you. Now, you know, I'm not doing this illegally, but he broke the law. He broke the law. It doesn't make it right. I mean, he was trying to prove a point. The way we prove a point is by voting these people out. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have to, we have to go in and check out the ballots and have, you know, repercussions for cheating. That's how we do it.
Well, and I mean, I just say two wrongs don't make a right. And
I guess it
bothers me because I feel like we're supposed to be better than that, and we should be coming up with a solution. Okay, so Josh Call has waded into this, and he's the one that pressed charges against this man that requested these absentee ballots. Well, Call his bluff and bring some conclusive evidence to Josh Call of an individual, name the person or name names of the persons or person that committed election fraud in 2020 by name,
right,
and give concrete evidence that they broke the law just as this Republican broke the law, and call,
right,
Josh Call's bluff to get him to show that he's going to be consistent in enforcing the law. And that's how you make it a difference, not by flying this guy all over the state and heralding him as some kind of folk hero. I don't agree with it, and particularly when there's such a short amount of time between now and the midterm election. We don't have that kind of time to squander, and there's certainly better things that these individuals could be doing who are going to be, treated to this particular individual as he comes and speaks tonight. So
volunteer for the polls. Volunteer, yeah, to be, you know, to sit there and monitor the polls. Make sure it's done right and consistently.
Right. Yep. Amen.
That's all I have to say.
I agree.
And every day is a beautiful day.
Oh.
I don't care if it's 20 below. Have you ever lived on a submarine?
I have not. Have you?
Oh, yeah, 6 years.
Wow.
6 years on the Narwhal.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it. It was my honor. So.
Well, God bless you.
There's a lot of people that hear it, so I'll leave you with that. Have a good day.
Hey, what's your first name?
J.R.
J.R., thanks for calling in. I really sincerely appreciate it. It was great to hear your point of view. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. Hey, you're probably like, what? Wait, huh? She's playing Don't Stop Believin'? Yep, I am. So I've said this before. Yeah, sure, I love Journey. It's true. But I really like what this song inspires all of us. Don't stop believin'! I do. I am an eternal optimist, and I do believe that in the end, good will prevail. And the reason I'm playing this song, actually, I just want to share this with you on my way out. Jonathan Cain is the gentleman that wrote this song, Don't Stop Believin'. And he's oh my gosh, I don't even want to say this. He's 72 years old now, but he recently revealed in an interview that his father not only encouraged him to pursue a relationship with God, but also to explore music. And he said he would go to church with his dad and pray, and he said he, when his dad passed away, it was a difficult time for him, but he thought about how he went through a near-death experience and was drowning, and someone actually came and rescued him, and he said it was a wake-up call that God was preparing him to face life, and he experienced a number of traumatic events in his life, but he found a peace in music, and his father encouraged him, and the message his dad gave him was don't stop believing, and this is what inspired that song. Isn't that a great story? Jonathan Cain was one of the original members in Journey. Well, hey, I got a boogie. I hope you enjoy your Monday. I'm going to try to get out there and enjoy this beautiful weather. Don't stop believing. I'll talk with you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.